You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah High School Activities Association is considering banning many international students from playing varsity sports.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, if this proposal were to pass, any international student on an F1 visa would no longer be allowed to play varsity sports for any Utah high school starting next year. KSL podcast host Amy Donaldson says this comes in response to allegations of some schools here in Utah recruiting international students to play on their sports teams, which is against UHSAA rules. In that investigation, several students came forward saying they were given scholarships to play sports. Students on J2 visas would not be affected since they normally come in through international student programs where they don't have much say in where they attend school. You can find the full story on KSLNewsRadio.com. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Council was briefed last night on the bill passed by the state legislature to help build a hockey arena in downtown. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
The city received an application from Smith Entertainment Group back on April 4th, a step required by the legislation, which would facilitate redevelopment around the Delta Center. During last night's meeting, the Salt Lake City attorney briefed council members and outlined the timeline for potential development, the 0.5% sales tax increase to pay for it. Several key dates were decided upon by council members, including as early as July 2nd for a full vote on the agreement. The council wants a public hearing on May 24th. First, Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
BYU basketball has a new head coach, and his hire is turning heads. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with reaction. Peter?
Amanda, the newest head of BYU basketball is, drumroll please, Phoenix Suns assistant coach Kevin Young. Utah Jazz CEO Danny Ainge says that's a familiar name to him.
Wow, that's a really good get for BYU. I tried to hire Kevin about 10 years ago. He was a guy that we interviewed last year for the head coaching job here and was incredibly impressive.
Current Suns head coach Frank Vogel piles on.
He was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. They are beyond lucky to have him.
Coach Young could receive one of the highest salaries in the NCAA at $4.3 million a year for the new position, according to CBS Sports. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Just in case you're counting, we are just 100 days away from opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. Scammers are definitely paying attention. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt spoke to Adam Lobb, who is the general manager of a global security vendor, about taking steps to avoid being scammed when heading to the games.
Use your smartphone as a tool. Use that interpreter app to ensure all parties understand the terms of the transaction. And when you're overseas, you may be tempted to save a few bucks by leaving your phone in airplane mode and just relying on the free Wi-Fi. Lobb does not suggest that.
Lobb says it would be a good idea to get an international roaming plan for your cell phone before traveling outside the country so you won't need to rely on Wi-Fi hotspots.
KSL's top national stories now. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for aid packages for Israel and Ukraine while facing threats from members of his own party who want him removed from leadership. ABC's Rachel Scott has the latest.
Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos without a Speaker yet again, and forcing Johnson to not only turn to Democrats to save his job, but also to push that aid for Israel and Ukraine across the finish line.
Johnson wants an aid plan that mirrors the Senate-supported bill passed 2 months ago.
The leaders at the Federal Reserve say they don't expect an interest cut anytime soon.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
The remarks at the Wilson Center in Washington are a shift for Powell, who on March 7th told the Senate committee that the Fed was, quote, not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, if you're on I-15, you've got slow spots in Utah County from Linden into Pleasant Grove and then again in Bluffdale to Draper. South 15's backed up a bit around the 215 split in North Salt Lake, and you've got your typical slowing along the Bangor Highway in both South Jordan and Taylorsville right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The above-average snowpack has water managers in the Weber Basin releasing millions of extra gallons downstream to the Great Salt Lake. Scott Paxman with the Basin's Water Conservancy District tells KSL-TV it's all about efficiency.
You don't wait for good years and use as much as you want. You'll always be more efficient with the water use.
Paxman says they aren't too worried about flooding this year, unlike last year.
Congress will be hearing from the Boeing whistleblower today, who says the jet maker needs significant improvements.
In a preview of his testimony, the whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, calls for the 787 Dreamliner to be grounded immediately. He claims the wide-body jets are not properly fastened and could eventually break apart over time, a claim Boeing calls inaccurate. Salapour has not yet provided any documented evidence. Boeing says the issues raised have been subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight. This analysis has validated that these issues do not present any safety concerns.
ABC's Perry Russum reporting.
A new study on burnout culture in the workplace shows that the importance of getting some downtime just to unwind. The NYU study looked at the work schedules and sleep patterns of more than 7,000 Americans and found those who sacrificed sleep to earn a living suffered depression and poor health. Jamaica Shears with PATH Behavioral Health in Salt Lake says she's hopeful the trend is changing.
This generation currently, who have a lot more say and are very more like aware of, you know, how their parents were burnt out growing up, and they don't want that.
Shears says they've seen a burnout rate among their older adults. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention links insufficient sleep with diabetes, heart disease, and obesity.
Wonder if we still have those southbound reduced speeds on I-15 from the North Interchange to downtown. We'll check it. That's if you're heading through Davis County. We'll check it in a moment here on KSL.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.